Australia threatens appalling UK backpackers with deportation for rowdy beach party. By Simon Kent on December 29, 2020. British backpackers who took to a Sydney beach to party on Christmas Day were told Tuesday they face deportation if they repeat the act of defying coronavirus lockdown rules. Hordes of maskless young revelers were seen on social media singing, dancing and drinking beer at Bondi Beach in breach of isolation regulations. Many are alleged to be British and were seen again at a North Bondi house party just 24 hours later. You could hear lots of clearly English accents, and several people were wearing the white English football jerseys. Peter Hannam, from Sydney, told the BBC while he passed the crowds during a walk with his family. The events sparked anger and local officials called it bloody appalling that law-abiding Australians should have to witness such gross violations. Australia's Immigration Minister Alex Hawke has now said he too had been shocked by the scenes and issued a warning to other visitors. If somebody is threatening public safety or health, their visa can be cancelled and revoked, he said on local radio outlet 2 Gigabytes. They know the situation in their home countries is worse in many respects. There are many options available to the department. You can put them into immigration detention. However, we're very happy to deport people if people are flagrantly disobeying public health orders. However, he did not specify how or if authorities would fine the partygoers, none of whom were fined or otherwise penalised according to New South Wales State Police. Australia's threat to crack down on visitors defying strict coronavirus isolation rules comes just 24 hours after the wider populace was warned against fraternising on New Year's Eve. As Breitbart News reported, partygoers heading out to celebrate the year's end in two of Australia's most populous states have been told any random acts of affection will not be tolerated due to the risks posed by the coronavirus. In the southern state of Victoria, the government wants no displays of physical contact such as kissing despite the state going 59 consecutive days with no locally acquired coronavirus cases. The state government has issued guidance for people not to kiss anyone outside their immediate family, to prevent celebrations becoming a super-spreading event. In the neighbouring state of NSW, the advice is much the same. The state premier Gladys Berejiklian said on Monday that New Year's Eve will be different. "I know that's normally an emotional time where we like to kiss and hug everybody around us. Can I ask for absolute restraint? Obviously your household is okay. But please be restrained, because the more restrained we are at midnight, the better 2021 will be for all of us." Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.